Praise
I'm going to do the best I can to do what God has had me to do, what He's had me to do, what He's had me to say.
Amen.
Amen. All day long I thought about revival. Amen. Ever since Jerry called me, I thought about revival. I thought about how wonderful it is to be considered, to be one, to be able to be preaching this revival. Amen. He could have picked anybody out there. He could have picked Brother Randy. He could have picked Brother Caleb. It's here the other night. Amen. He could have picked Brother Jason right down the street.
Yep.
Hey, but God put me and Brian on His heart.
Yep.
I tell you what, that's why I'm just so thrilled and amazed, yep, just like the song said. Hey, that He'd save an old sinner like me and use somebody like me. Hey, to preach His word.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you what, it's easy to get wrapped up in life. It's easy to get wrapped up in things in this world. And they try to pull you away from God. But sometimes, amen, it's good to just sit back and say, God, I've got to get these things off of me. And I've got to let You lead. Hey, I've got to trust You for one.
Amen.
And I want to do that.
Amen.
If you got your Bibles, amen. The reason I didn't, and I've got to say this to you. Oh, it's just a good evening this evening. Amen. The brother asked me to play guitar for him, and I just couldn't do it because God changed my message on me, brother.
Amen.
He's got me, He gave me something else. Amen. I had to look up some scripture for that. I had to look up some things. Amen. About that. And I'll tell you what, I was chomping at the bit.
Amen.
That's the first time I believe I've ever wanted to preach more than I did sing. I was going to get that song the other way so I'd get up here and preach the word.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Jude.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Jude, there's only one chapter.
Yeah.
It's right before Revelation. And I've got a certain verse I'm going to pinpoint here in a minute. It's only going to be a few verses.
Much more. Amen.
Look at verse 17 with me, if you would. The Bible says in Jude 17, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time." There's that last time again. We talked about this morning in Sunday school. "Who should walk after their own ungodly lusts."
Yeah.
"These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit."
Yeah.
Notice this next point. These next two verses are what I want to focus on. "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith."
Amen.
"Praying in the Holy Ghost."
Yeah.
"Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life."
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I want you to keep that in mind. Building yourselves on your holy faith.
Amen.
I have a thought tonight. Amen. The thought that God's given me tonight and changed to would be working on a building.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is what I was thinking of. I was sitting there thinking about, there's a song that I sing that the Lord gave me many years ago called "Revival in the Air." And first part of that song talks about how we see creation waking, we see the world start waking up. Hey, and that's just around the corner. I'm starting to hear about revival starting to spring up, and we're hearing about singings about to go on, and all kinds of things. The Lord just seems to be waking creation up. Hey, and guiding their eyes toward Him again. Amen. Begin to think about that, and begin to think about the wonderful things that God wants to do in the church, and the wonderful things that He's calling men of God to do. And amen. He gave Jerry a revival to put on his heart. Amen. I remember last year we was talking about it, how he struggled to get an answer from the Lord, and how he wanted to hear something from God.
Amen.
I called him up one day. It was getting closer to October, I think, when we was going to try to have it. I called him up, and I got to thinking about it. You know, the Lord showed me something. I wanted to share it with him and encourage him. Hey, and I called him up. I said, "You know, Brother Jerry, it don't seem like the Lord's wanting to give us a revival this year as far as right now. Hey, but you know what? Look at all that the church has been able to accomplish together. Amen. The church has just grown. Amen. We've worked together. We've been able to see the fellowship hall put up. Amen. Been able to see the tile laid out and the foundation laid out. Hey, I remember being in there with the guys and trying to do the best I could. I ain't no carpenter. Don't know nothing about any of that stuff, but I could hold a beam every now and then. Or I could hammer a nail, or maybe roll a paint across the ceiling. Hey, but I said, Brother Jerry, you know, that right there is revival enough for me. Amen. To come together with the brothers and sisters, I can grow together with them.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what I want to preach on tonight, talking about working on that building. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, for revival, if we wait, hey, listen to this, if we wait until revival gets here in April, it's done too late.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We got to lay the foundation today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, revival started this morning when we opened the doors.
Amen.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Hey, revival started this morning when we had Sunday school, when we had singing.
Yeah.
Hey, when we had some of that good preaching and shouting this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, when the revival started this morning, amen, and it continues on tonight.
Amen.
Hey, we're laying a foundation, get ready to work on a building so that God can move in this community.
Yeah.
Hey, to move in people's lives and can see things done and things accomplished.
Amen.
Hey, to be able maybe to win more souls this year than we've ever done before.
Amen.
Time is wrapping up.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked about the last time, and we see right now that Jude is saying it's the last time. But hey, the matter of fact is, it's ever since Jesus has gone away. Hey, it's been the last days. Hey, amen. For the disciples, it was the last days.
Amen.
Hey, for us, it's the last days. Why is that? How can it be long like that? Hey, because you better be ready, as Brian said this morning.
Lord.
Amen. You better be ready. Watch and pray.
Yeah.
Amen. Peter said, amen, be aware of that old devil. Hey, be sober, be vigilant. Hey, because your devil, the adversary, he walks about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Who resists steadfast in the faith? Hey, know that the same temptations, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren. Amen. Today, if we're going to have revival, we're going to have to resist that old devil. Hey, we're going to, I know he's going to come at us. Hey, he's going to try to fight. He's going to try to break up marriages, break up homes. Hey, I tell you what, last year we heard about so many ministers that was having to deal with divorce and homes breaking apart. The devil was fighting. Amen. But you got to remember, the Lord knows and the devil knows that he has only a short time. And you can believe the devil ain't going to quit. Amen. He don't give up. Amen. We need to have our foot on the rock and our minds made up. Hey, saying that, God, we want to work on this building. Hey, we want to see it grow. We want to see it prosper. Amen. And what we got in 2014 was good. Hey, but Lord, it ain't enough. Hey, we want more from you.
Amen.
We want to grow in the Spirit. We want to have victory over, over the things of this world.
Amen.
Hey, because the things of this world just keeps to get worse every day. Hey, all the stuff we heard about, I don't have the news, don't watch it. Hey, but as far as what I heard this morning, you know, the church having to take 4 years, hey, to try to get the wording right so that it'll sound a little bit less like the rat poison it is. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, that's coming into churches today. Hey, it's only the ones who are established and building on their most holy faith. Hey, it's going to be able to stand the test when it's all said and done.
Amen.
Hey, revival, hey, hey, listen, revival may not even get here before the Lord does.
That's right.
Hey, man, we wait until revival gets here. Hey, God might already have come and gone, and it's time to wrap things up. Hey, man, I believe it was talking about the last time and the last day. Maybe it's on Revelation. I don't know. It might be in Peter, where he talks about how the whole thing's just going to be rolled up like a scroll. Just folded on up like a garment. Hey, we got to have revival in our hearts right now, tonight. Hey, no doubt. Hey, Brother Brian's over at Cornerstone. And when he's preaching over there, no doubt he's got revival on his mind. He's got an idea of what the Lord maybe wants to do in this revival. Hey, no doubt, we're going to back each other. We're going to stand firm with one another. Hey, and spread the word and say, come on out to the mountain. Hey, the Lord's doing great things. Hey, and He wants to do things in your life. He wants you to have revival too. Working on a building.
Yeah, working on
it. Hey, man, we're working on a building. Hey, man, we need to build on our most holy faith. Hey, Paul said 1 Corinthians 3, that ye are God's building.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. He talked about that master builder. Hey, man, me and you are part of God's building. Hey, and we ought to act that way.
Amen.
Hey, we ought to not let the devil try to cheat us out of things.
Amen.
Hey, and try to tell us we ain't good enough to preach revival. We ain't good enough to sing in revival.
Amen.
Hey, we ain't good enough to be able to sit at the master's table. Hey, partake of a saucer that's overflowing with the blessings. Amen. We ought to be able to stand firm and stand fast. Hey, because we're working on the building. Hey, and the foundation is on the apostles. Hey, and Jesus Christ Himself. Hey, the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
I'm glad that God saves old sinners. I'm glad that He can use People like me and you, amen.
Amen.
Hey, to get the job done. Hey, there's going to be many we just read. Hey, there's going to be many over there at you we just read. Hey, in verse 18, there's going to be mockers. Hey, and those that are going to walk after their own godly lust. Hey, and there's going to be those who separate themselves. Hey, when it comes to revival, you can better believe, hey, the people that promised you they'll come won't come. Hey, some of those that want to say they'll be here backing it up, they might not be here. Hey, man, the devil may fight them and they may just bow up and let the devil win. Hey, but I tell you what, it's up to you what kind of revival you want to have. Hey, it's up to you what kind of relationship you want to have with the Lord. Hey, he said, draw them out of me, I've drawn out of you. Hey, man, to not resist the devil. Hey, so yourself to God, and He's going to have to
pray. Amen.
We let the devil get the upper hand too many times.
Yeah.
Hey, Romans 8, this is where I thought I was going to start.
Amen.
It's where I thought I was going to start with, and I was reading on this all the way up back home, or thinking about it and reading on it at the house, and thinking about it all the way up to the drive up here, and didn't know how this would tie in until God. Amen. As we was a praying there, God gave me that the idea of working on a building.
Bless your Lord.
In Romans chapter 8. Uh-huh. I want you to notice what God has made us to be. Who we are and whose we are. Amen. We can have revival because God says we can have revival.
Right.
Amen. He's willing to go out and pour out His Spirit upon the people. Pour out that life-giving Spirit. Amen. Hey, in Romans 8, I was reading on this earlier, and in the Holy Spirit, this is what you call, you know, 11, Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. Romans chapter 8 is what you would call the spirit chapter.
Yeah.
Amen. This is, in this chapter alone, the Holy Spirit is mentioned about 18, 19 times.
Yeah.
Hey, we find here in Romans 8 and verse 28, we know this verse very familiar scripture. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them are the called according to His purpose.
Yeah.
Amen. He's got a purpose in this revival tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, for whom He did know, foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Yeah.
Moreover, whom He did predestinate, then He also called.
Yeah.
Whom He called, then He also justified.
Yeah.
Whom He justified, then He also glorified. And what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
And a lot of people get that mixed up and they think, well, God has already determined who's going to heaven, who's going to hell, and He's already determined whether you're going to get saved or not. That ain't what that says at all, brother. Amen. When I was reading this, what I got out of that is that God had me in mind. Hey, when He created the world,
amen.
He had me in mind. Hey, when He created the world, and you know what? With God on my side, hey, there ain't nothing that could come against me.
Amen.
We sing the song, Victory in Jesus, but do we really believe it? Amen. Do we really believe that when we go head to head, toe to toe with the devil, hey, that God can give us victory?
Amen.
Hey, a lot of times, hey, we forget that sometimes these battles that we fight, hey, I believe they're with the devil and Satan sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes He might send somebody after us like some of His old workers of iniquity. But I tell you what, a lot of times we're fighting a spiritual battle against the old devil himself.
Amen.
Hey, and a lot of times we forget about old David going against the lion.
Yeah,
amen. David, all he had, hey, it was just a little old sling and five smooth stones. Hey, but that's all it took to get the job done. Hey, the giant was bigger than him. Hey, man, he was bigger than all of Israel. He stood out there and defied the armies of Israel.
Yeah.
Hey, was talking to them like they were dogs. Hey, but God had a man in the midst of them.
Yeah.
Hey, man, one that was just a little old ruddy fellow.
Yeah.
He was the least among seven brethren, I believe it was. Hey, but we find that God used the least things. Hey, to confound the strong things.
Yeah.
Hey, we find that God used David. Hey, man, to chop off the head of the lion, thus signifying the total victory. Hey, when the head is gone, they ain't no more power.
Right.
Amen. Tonight the Bible talks about Jesus, hey, crushing the Satan's head under His heel.
Yeah.
Hey, He's going to destroy him and they won't be no more power.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, God says you're more than conquerors.
Yeah.
He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, hey, but delivered Him up for us, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?
Amen.
We want revival, then we need to ask God for revival.
Yeah.
And believe that He's able to give revival freely.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm glad that God don't charge you a thing. I'm glad that salvation is free. I'm glad that liberty is free. I'm glad that the plan of salvation and what He's planned for me and you is free.
Amen.
Don't have to pay a dime. Amen. But we want to serve Him because He first loved us. We love Him.
Yeah.
Bible said because He first loved us.
Amen.
And Paul here goes on this big, long, whatever you might call exposition or whatever. He's got a lot of questions for the Romans here. And I tell you what, every one of them is worth listening to and worth thinking about.
Amen.
He begins to ask the question. Verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Uh-huh.
It is God that justifies.
Yeah.
I mean, he said back in the first part of this chapter that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Now he says here in verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Yeah.
He begins to ask them, who's this one that's going to lay anything against your account?
Yeah.
Who's this one that's going to condemn you? Amen. The old adversaries who I believe he's talking about. Amen. I believe he's talking about the old devil, no doubt trying to convince them that they got to have works to be saved.
Yeah.
Hey, that they got to be circumcised, that they got to follow the law to be saved.
Right.
Paul said, if you're in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. He said, who, in verse 35, I'm glad for this verse. Hey, I'm glad. Amen. God has saved no sinners.
Amen.
Amen. His love is extended out to this world.
Right.
Amen. No matter how many times they try to reject Him, amen, He just keeps coming back with
amen.
Love.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Yeah.
Shall tribulation? Shall distress?
Yeah.
What about persecution? What about famine? Amen. What about nakedness?
Yeah.
Peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long.
Yeah.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. How many times have we went through tribulation and problems in our life and feel so far away from God?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But God said we draw nigh to Him and He draw nigh to us.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul said, who's going to separate you from the love of God?
Amen.
Amen.
I know you went through problems.
Yeah.
I know you went through persecution. I know some of you has been in famines. I know some of you have been in danger. Some of you have been by the sword.
Mm-hmm.
But amen, not even those things can separate you.
Amen.
The love of God. He said, verse 37, nay. I like that word.
Yeah.
Nay. No way, no how.
But
in all these things, that's what Paul said earlier. What shall we say then to these things?
Yeah.
He said, in all these things, peril, sword, famine, distress, tribulation, persecution, all of the above, we are more than conquerors.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Through Him that loved us.
Yeah.
Amen. Not of our own self. Amen. But through God, through Christ that loved us.
Uh-huh.
Amen. For I'm persuaded. Paul's persuaded of a lot of things.
Yeah.
He said he was persuaded, I think it was over Timothy, that he is able to keep that which he's committed to him.
Amen.
Amen. Against that day.
Uh-huh.
Paul said, now I'm persuaded. I'm fully convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And that's an important one because there's some things to come. It ain't got you. Those things, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He says, I read this, I saw something I never saw before. And that is the love of God is manifest in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, Christ is the physical representation and manifestation of God's love for me and you.
Yeah.
Amen. Every action Christ did on this earth represented God's love for me and you.
Amen.
Hey, when He healed the lepers, when He healed the lame man, when He healed the blind man, even when He went on the cross, that represents God's love for me and you.
Amen.
Amen. And no matter, you might be in distress, you might be in tribulation, hey, but you need to reach up to heaven and say, God, I claim, amen, that You said that none of this, hey, could separate me from the love of God, which is in me, which is in Christ.
Amen.
We're working on that building. We know that the devil's going to fight.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're working our way up to revival.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, why wait to revival to enjoy the good stuff right now? Amen. God wants to give us the good stuff. Amen. He wants to have the good stuff right now.
Yeah.
Hey, send the former, let it rain. God, just send the best you got.
Yeah.
Hey, God wants to partake of us, to partake of that.
Amen.
We're working on that building. We need to remember that God said that nothing's going to separate us from His love. The devil may try to convince us, hey, that the revival's just, it ain't going to amount to nothing. We invite it all we can, and there don't seem to be a crowd here. Hey, God will be able to bring here who needs this revival more than anything. There will be those who separate themselves. As we find the Jew, they separate themselves, sensual. Amen. But God, He said, there's a but there. He said, but you. Hey, no matter what the world does, hey, no matter what the world wants a part of, amen, no matter who decides to lay out a church on revival, hey, He said, you're responsible for you.
Yeah,
he told Peter. Peter asked Him, He said, what shall this man do?
Yeah.
Asking of John the disciple. Hey, and Jesus said, what is that to you?
Yeah.
Follow me.
Yeah.
Hey, your job is you, Peter.
Yeah.
Hey, my job is me. Amen. Jerry's job is Jerry.
Yeah.
Amen. That's our worst enemy, seems like, is ourselves. We got to keep ourselves in check.
Yeah.
Hey, and mortify the flesh that wants the things of the world.
Amen.
The lust of the world that we talked about this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Got to keep ourselves in check.
Amen.
And say, God, you said that nothing. Hey, I'm going through something.
Yeah.
Hey, the devil's been fighting. Hey, revival's just around the corner. Hey, you said that nothing. Hey, can overcome me.
Yeah.
Hey, because I'm more than a conqueror. Hey, and all these things, if God be for us, who could be against us?
Amen.
Hey, I tell you what, build yourself on your most holy faith, whether so-and-so wants to come or not.
Yeah.
Hey, you have revival right now.
Right.
Hey, you be in your little heavenly place with the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, just you all by yourself with the Lord. Hey, and see what God can do for you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Hey, that He's still reaching down.
Right.
He still wants to see sinners saved. He's not willing that any should perish. Hey, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
Hey, man, God's still got a stretched hand reached out.
Amen.
Hey, but there is a limit there. God said that your iniquities have separated you from me.
Amen.
If my hand will not reach down, then my ears will not hear.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
There's a lot of people that want to choose that way.
Yep.
Amen.
But that's not our responsibility.
That's right.
Amen. We go out, we call, even Jesus, even God Himself in Proverbs said, I've called, I've beckoned, and no man's regarded.
Yep.
Hey, therefore will I laugh at you
when
your fear come upon you and your calamity happens.
That's right,
hey, that's around Proverbs chapter 2, I believe it is. You read it for yourself. God says, I've done all I can do with you. Hey, man, sometimes the lost loved ones, we got to get over the Lord and say, you know what, I've invited you to church. I've tried the best I can do. Hey, but when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road and revival gets here, hey, it's up to you whether to show up or not.
Amen.
Yep. Leave them in the hands of Jesus. Like Brother Mike said a while ago, lay it down.
Amen.
Just lay it down and say, God, this is your problem.
Amen.
Hey, you said that I am responsible for me.
Yep.
Hey, and I can only do the best that I can do.
That's right.
Hey, man, you can't expect me to run so-and-so's race. You can't expect me to answer for so-and-so. I'm responsible for me.
Amen.
Hey, amen. Everybody's got a job when it comes to working on this building.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I couldn't really, you know, do much measuring. Hey, but I could hold a beam up there. I could hammer a nail. Hey, I mean, I could paint a wall. Hey, all of us has got something we can contribute to this building that we're working towards called revival.
Amen.
That's true, brother.
I tell you what, the Lord is blessed. Amen. The Lord is... That's what the Lord's given me now.
Amen.
I tell you what, let's all stand, and I'm not going to ask for an offering. Here's what I'm going to ask. Amen. Those of you that are willing to work on the building with us, me, Brian, Jerry, and the rest of us, why don't we all come together and pray? Why don't we all come together? Hey, and start working on the building, my man. Start laying the foundation. Start pouring the concrete, hammering some nails. Hey, those of you that want to come, amen. I understand you. Some of you can't because of help. Hey, but God sees. Let's come together and pray for revival. Pray as long as you need to. Hey, let God lead your heart and ask Him what He wants you to do for this revival. As we pray together, as we're late.